Hey, baby. I know you said not to call, but I miss you. I miss us. I miss who I am when I'm with you. I just feel really lost right now. And I just know that talking to you would make everything okay again. You always make everything okay. So I know that you said that you didn't want to talk to me anymore, and I know that we both said and did things that we wouldn't have done if we weren't so mad at each other. I know that I said a lot of things that I didn't mean, and I know that you said things that you couldn't possibly actually think. I mean, there's no way that you never loved me. Anyway, I just wanted to call to reach out and see if maybe you'd be down to talk. Next Sunday, does that work for you? Anyway, I'll see you then, okay? Feel free to call back anytime. I'll see you soon. A fucking restraining order? Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, calm down. Do you care to explain why I was served a restraining order this morning at my job? My work. Are you kidding me? This is like harassment or something. That was really fucking dirty of you. I don't know who the fuck you are. 'Cause I'm telling you, you are not the person I fell in love with. I can hardly fucking recognize you. You're like some sort of... You know what? I blame this new girlfriend of yours. I blame her because there's no way that you would do this by yourself. A restraining order. Oh my god. You know what? Call me back. We're talking about this. I could give a fuck what the restraining order says. You better fucking call me. So, you didn't call me, and instead called the courts to report me breaking the restraining order that I never agreed to. Okay. You know what? Two can play at that. You're gonna regret this. Hey, darling. I'm sorry for my behavior these past couple of days. I haven't really been feeling like myself. Well, I feel like myself today, so I'm at your house. Your car isn't here, though. You don't mind if I come inside, right? I'm sure you're wondering, how are you gonna get inside? The cops took the keys to my house from you. Well, they can take that, but they can't take my picklocking knowledge now, can they, right? So allow me to just... And? Like a charm. You know... This place, it's gotten a little bit dirtier since I was your girlfriend. am clearly a better housekeeper than whoever you're keeping around. I wonder, when you look at this pile of dirty socks on the floor, do you ever think of me? And how I would have never let that fly. You must, right? I mean, I trained you so well. I'm really, really disappointed in you right now. It's fine. I'm not here to pick up your laundry. I'm not here to scold you. I actually came here to have a little bit of fun. You see, I've missed you in more ways than one. I can't get off without hearing your voice, darling. I need you. You're the only thing that turns me on, and you removed yourself from my life, and I just can't handle this. I need something to take the edge off of all this stress. So that's why I'm going to your bedroom right now. I know you're not home, but with any luck, your sheets will smell like you. And that's nearly just as good. Your scent. It's intoxicating. It's almost too much to bear. God, I'm so lucky to have you. Actually, you know what? Let me see. Your favorite pen. And lying back down on your bed. You know, I'm gonna be doing a lot of naughty things with this pen. I'm going to be imagining that it's you. And I hope when you listen to this, that you imagine that it's you too. How can I help you visualize this? Okay, so I'm lying on your bed right now. Your sheets really do smell like you. I'm wearing, that outfit that you like. The one with the short skirt and the thigh highs and the little button-down blouse. The one that you would always call me your little slut in. And I'm not gonna be taking off all of my clothes, no. Just in case if you get home early, I want to have something I can run in, you know? So, while I'm doing this, I'm gonna be wearing nearly everything. I'm just gonna slip off my panties, which I'm doing right now. And then I'm gonna take this pen. And I'm gonna swirl the tip of it around my clit. Fuck. The sharpness hurts a little bit. Oh, it feels so good. I'm imagining that it's your finger that's doing this. God, I miss the way that your fingers used to work my body. swear. You're like an artist, the way he would play with my body. Always just barely keep up with you. And then, when it was my turn to be in charge, fuck how I would make you pay. How I would take my tongue and just drag it along your most sensitive areas, just over and over again. Well, you begged for me to give you more stimulus. How you would whine, darling. Fuck. And then it would excite me even more. So I would give you even less, just to see whether or not you would cry. I miss the taste of your salty tears, darling. Do you miss me licking them off of your cheeks while you begged for me? Begged for me to touch you just a little harder? Fuck. I miss doing that to you. I don't just miss that side of you, though. I also like the side of you that would buck me mercilessly. The way that you would stuff my panties into my mouth to shut me up. Darling, where's that side of you now? I wonder exactly what you would do with me if you came home right now. What you would do if you saw me in your favorite outfit, sprawled open on your bed, using your favorite pen to pleasure myself. I don't think you'd be able to hold yourself back, darling, despite what you say at court. I know deep down you still want me, and I know that you're gonna touch yourself to this voicemail. Darling, why do we do this to ourselves? You could be here, touching me. I guess if I didn't threaten your family like that before, then we would still be together. Baby, how many times do I have to say it? I'm sorry. Darling, I'm so sorry. And I love you so much. I love you so much. Can't we just make up? Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Fuck. Fuck. Baby. baby. I love you. Please, just come back. Oh, speak of the devil. I swear I can hear you coming through the front door. I'll tell you what. The second I hang up this phone, it's gonna alert you that there's a voicemail, right? And you're the type to check almost immediately. So how about this, darling? I am gonna put my underwear under your pillow. And I'm gonna go hide in your closet. That way I can see exactly what your reaction is when you listen to this. Oh, so, by the time I guess you're hearing this, I'll probably be right behind you. So just turn around and kiss me, okay? I love you. Just give in. See you soon, darling.